next speaker, was arrested shamefully under the Terror Acts for shouting one word. Walter Wolfgang.
Friends and fellow campaigners, Mahatma Gandhi was right. Western civilization is a good idea, but it isn't an idea which we have yet realized. And what this campaign is about and continues to be about is to realize it. Because in these clothing stages of imperialism, and this is what it is, the United States is seeing the limits of a power of the world's greatest superpower. In these clothing stages of imperialism, barbarism has appeared. 655,000 Iraqis are dead, and relatively few of the invading forces. For nothing. For creating a situation where there is a specter of civil war in Iraq, a specter which may be contained in the end by the Iraqis once the occupying troops have left, but will not be contained while they're there. Now, with all its faults, the American public has realized, or a large section of it has realized, that something is radically wrong and inflicted a major defeat on George Bush. And there was talk over the weekend, last weekend, that with an initiative from James Baker, there would be an exit strategy. Bush has said no to this. He will make one last effort. And of course, that effort, like previous efforts, will be unsuccessful. But more lives will be lost, and the situation will get increasingly complicated. And at that point, I think a British Prime Minister who would be a realist, irrespective of what his commitment was previously, should and would have turned round and would have said very, very publicly that a time has come for both the British and the Americans to leave, and in fact would have withdrawn British troops, just to underline his point. Instead of that, we are fellow travelling on, and we've got to make our voices heard to the British government and make it quite clear that the time has come when we ought to be, when we should be listened to. We should have been listened to when this wretched war started. It should never have been started. And because the American government and this British government have come to the end of their tether, they have suddenly found some other danger to pursue. Yes, of course, there has been terror. This is not surprising. Large sections of the Muslim community, the majority of the Muslim community is disaffected with us conducting an unjust war in Iraq, with the West collectively failing to address the injustice being done to the Palestinians. And a minority, okay, have turned to violence. But the role of Mr. Bin Laden in all this has been grossly exaggerated. With or without him, there would have been some reaction when a whole section of the population is demonized, when their values are being attacked. And not just their values. 655,000 Iraqis have been killed, and you would get a reaction. But to say that we are facing a terror threat, yes, we are. But it's not a terror threat coming from the suicide bombers. It's a terror threat coming from the President of the United States and his all-too-willing British ally. But, of course, you know, people should do, what ministers should do, is they should protest and they should see that the troops are withdrawn. Instead of this, they are now getting excited, and that's, of course, the only way you can ultimately create a situation where very few people will want to engage in individual terrorism. Instead of that, and also because they want to be seen as doing something when they're not doing the thing which they ought to do, namely to withdraw the troops, they're now demonizing our Muslim fellow citizens, and we must not stand for it. The values on which this country is founded are under threat. Racial prejudice, because it is racial prejudice masquerading as religious or political prejudice. Racial prejudice is stalking the land, and encouragement to it is being given by ministers of state. Ministers of state who should try and stop it are fomenting it. What can you say when a minister of state now talks about, you know, teaching British values to immigrant communities, when these British values are being negated by the very government of which he is a part? When our civil liberties, in the name of fighting this so-called terrorist threat, are being eroded, and civil liberties are part of the values we stand for, part of the values which a government which is still fighting in Iraq is in fact eroding. You will not stop these minor attacks, and you know they are tragic, but they're not as bad as a war in Iraq. They're not as bad as the terrorism inflicted by governments, because they are the main authors of terrorism in the modern world. And to say that, you know, there are a few people, and then you have to spy on the whole Muslim community, and of course you stir people up to spy on each other. That is a desperate way. It's a way which cannot succeed, and it's a way which, quite apart from anything else, makes the so-called terrorism problem worse. So we've got to explain to our neighbors, in all our associations, in our trade unions and our political party, and I've got to do it on the National Executive of the Labour Party as well, and it isn't all that easy. We've got to explain there that the way to tackle this thing is to pull the troops out of Iraq and tell the Americans, not in secret memoranda, but publicly and clearly, so that it reaches the American public, they've got to quit. And that will strengthen the very real pressure in the United States. Okay, I mean, you know, it's elected opponents of Bush. Some of the Democrats are better than others. Let's face it, they do vary. But the reason why the defeat of Bush has come about is that there is a realization among the American people that they have been misled, that the war in Iraq is wrong, and that the war in Iraq should never have been started. And of course, I know some people make soothing noises, and we've got to expose these soothing noises. But I'm afraid we also have to say at the same time that the fact that a policy is bankrupt doesn't mean that politicians are justified in blaming another racial group or another community. Anti-Islamophobia is a cover for racism. It's a cover for racism which we must not tolerate and which we must expose.